can take his advice, if can take wholeheartedly, then also ego will go down. And no other way. But good association always beneficial for everyone. The good association must be that association good for us.
How do we recognize what is good and what is not?
A very good question, and this is for everyone, this difficulty. But some realization we have, and power also we have. Through that we will try to understand what will be good for me, and whose association will be beneficial for me. That way, if we will try to understand, first we'll try to know that he is affectionate with me or not. He has love for me or not. He is thinking for me or not. And he is sober for everyone or not. This way we will try to judge something from our side and pray to our Lord to give me good association. And I have no capacity to discover who will be very good association for our life. This way, some prayer to Lord and some realization from our own self necessary to do. And that way we'll try. And another way, if you have full faith to someone, you can ask him direct, that this person is good association for me or not. That person is good association for me or not. Then from there you will get some help. And this is the
general guideline.
There was one thing I also read where Guru Maharaj said, and I thought was very much like this, what you're saying. He said, my relationship with something or someone will be seen by what is that person or thing's relationship with the center, and what is the center's relationship with that thing or person. That is, if my Gurudev have much affection for that person, then, and that person have much affection for my Gurudev, then I'm also thinking that person is good association for me. That's what my thinking
is. Yeah, little difficulty will come there. There is someone want some not temporary, something permanent association, and there my choice not will be perfect. Sometimes through illusion we are misguided. And there to take advice from some affectionate and wise friend advice. He may be guru, he may be Vaishnava, but neutral personality. And pure Vaishnava quality must be with him. That is, no enviousness. and always will try to help to others, not try to misguide or not try to...
No personal interest.
No personal interest. That type of personality will be more helpful. And always we are not getting association of Guru. If we have full faith to Guru, we can ask direct to Guru. It will be good for me or not. If Gurus have full idea, that is very good. Otherwise, he also will try to understand what will be good or what will be bad. And this way we shall try to realize some. And this way many also misguided and many so much benefited.
Yes,
Prabhu.
Scripture should be taken literally, in which scripture should be taken figuratively? Should we take all the scriptures literally, or are there some that should be interpreted, taken figuratively?
Understand what the question is, tell me.
Yes, he's saying there are many scriptural, many points, and what we are to take letter of the law, and what are we to take with some
interpretation,
some spirit of the law. He says what we are to take literally with the letter of the law, and what we are to take with the spirit of the law.
Can I?
That kind of idea.
Do you mean, are the scriptures actually like history, or are they just stories? Is that what you mean?
Which ones, because I understand the Vedas are written as poems and things, are supposed to be taken as
figuratively, and then I don't know about Bhagavatam and the Gita. There's different opinions on that.
What is important?
It is literal, direct, or there are some only examples.
There are many Vedas. What is important for us?
Yeah. Symbolic.
He's saying there are many Vedic scriptures. What is important for us? How do we know what is important?
What's the Ten Commandments of Krishna? No.
He's saying many points are here. This scripture giving one point, this scripture giving another point, this scripture giving another point. Are we to take them all literally, or how we will know what is of importance? Something like that, right?
Yes, yes. That is question. So how will you know? First we will enter into a school, and there for me what is beneficial, that type of book will come to me for reading, for understand. And there is some classification. All slokas have different type of meanings. But what is appropriate for me, I am reading in class 1 or class 2 or class 3. The same advice, same way not will come to me. The necessary to enter, to take admission, some school, and necessary to get appropriate book for me. Otherwise, ocean of books, full ocean of books, that is literature. You can say literature or Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, etc., etc., so many things. But everything guiding us same way, but we cannot understand that. There is different type of practicing process they given. Karma yoga, Jnana yoga, Ashtanga yoga, bhakti yoga, different type of practicing life's process given in the books. But what is real advice of the all books, and where wants to take me, my knowledge, my consciousness? If we want to know, the first necessary to take admission with faith to someone's school, then we can understand what will be appropriate for first lesson, what will be appropriate for second lesson, and that way. And this is the good process. If we want to understand Radha Krishna Leela, at present situation, we never will understand it, because we have no feelings of transcendental. That level I cannot touch. Then if primary way stage, if I shall try to get it, I not will get it. That knowledge I not will get. An woman, when producing child, before that, so many stages she can pass, then can produce a child to go to labor room. And an ordinary person who not married or anything, not got association or nothing, if he will go to the labor room and try to produce a child, she cannot do that. And this is the main thing, is that the first primary section, primary sectional knowledge necessary for us, that must be transcendental. And if we can connect with that wave, an easiest wave is this song, the kirtan. Mahaprabhu said, yes, sravanam kirtanam tar buddhe sarvashrestha naam sankirtan. Anyway, if we can engage ourselves for glorification of Lord, and we can try to connect our mood of devotion with the transcendental wave of devotion and service to the Lord, our everything will be successful and satisfied. I am happy to hear everybody singing this song as Hare Krishna Mahamantra, as Mahaprabhu, as Nityananda Prabhu's name, glorification of Gurudev. Around this hall, atmosphere manifested like Vaikuntha. Bhagavan Krishna said, Naham tisthami Vaikunthe yoginam hridaye nacha madbhakta yatra gayanti tatra tisthami Narada. Where my devotee glorifying me and singing, I am always present there. Wave. All the entities living within that wave. This is the law of material nature, material world nature. and here happiness, sadness, beauty, charm, everything is very temporary and not pure. But who is living within this body, that's called the Atma.
I'm very unsure what we should follow, what we should take, what we should eat on Ekadasi. Everybody's saying something different. What we can and cannot take on Ekadasi, and I'm asking, what can
we
take?
Actually, no grain in the day of Ekadasi. And not many times. But many times necessary if peptic ulcer someone. Is food necessary many times? Maintain your body and take some food. And who without food can do Ekadasi is best, no problem. But best to which way I shall tell, it is Krishna consciousness. Service to the Krishna not will be hampered. First thing. Then other thing we use is austerity. It is physical austerity to taking physical austerity, supplying more enjoyment for Krishna. That is Ekadasi. That day, special day, Krishna's hankering, increasing for enjoyment, and devotees are supplying that enjoyment, ignoring their own happiness. This is Ekadasi. Permissible. Australian Bratagnani Apo Mulang Palan Paya Hobi Brahmana Kamacha Guru Bhatanam Aushadam. Apo means water. Prove you.
Okay.
Apo means water. Mulang means what? Growing under the earth. Phalam means fruit, you know. Paya means milk. All production of milk. Hobi, that's also production of milk, means ghee. And other things, three, Brahmana Kamyacha, Gurur Bachanam, and Aushadam. Brahmana Kamyacha, if any Brahman is in danger position and he wants, if you take this food, Brahman will get released. You can take. Gurur Bachanam, if your Gurudev told that you take this and go, there is no question you must take. And also the medicine. Inside of the medicine, so many things, maybe sometimes ingredients, sometimes this, sometimes that. That's permissible because it is for maintenance your health. Then we can see here the subject. Subject is this, you maintain your health and serve to Krishna as possible. This is the fact. But simply we can say, you are going under the earth like potato, like
carrots,
cabbage, carrots, actually carrots, restricted in the book I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
But we are taking and not feeling anything bad for that. Otherwise, carrot is restricted, I have seen, in Hari Bhakti Vilas. Anyhow, Ekadasi day they are taking carrots in UP side. They are making halwa in Ekadasi day. In the shop you will get Ekadasi food. There are many following the Ekadasi, not like Bengal. Then you will get Ekadasi food in the street also. And it is correct. They are not giving any
limitation.
Yes. Then someone, if with milk and tapioca, I'll finish. I had very simple Ekadasi, but my fortune is very bad. I am going Ekadasi, seeing Ekadasi, I fear food. Every time Ekadasi is disturbing me by food, this, that, many things they are doing, and I do not like it. Guru Maharaj's plan, Ekadasi, one sabji, one tapioca, but that was Guru Maharaj's. One sago, tapioca, and one sabji. And no other things to use. But our friends, now they are promoted. They are making badam. Badam means peanuts. Agreeable food in Ekadasi. And some fruits in Ekadasi. That agreeable. Then some fruits, some peanut, and one sabji, and one, what do you want? Tapioca sabji. Tapioca sabji, you can make hot tapioca. And some sago for stomach, whose stomach is not strong. Tapioca boiled by water and milk, and can take. Very simple. It is depending upon health. But actually not to take too much. Anything, give rest some to your stomach. Medical science is telling this. In Ekadasi day, stomach completely you can give rest. It will be good for your health. Medical science told. Then everyone will choose what is necessary, what is not. My situation completely different from childhood or young age, you can say. My hunger is so strong. Then Guru Maharaj has given me that opportunity. Guru Maharaj observed me, my situation, body health situation. He always supplying some food to my body. And I am habituated with that. Even Janmashtami day, Guru Maharaj giving me some chana in his own room, hidingly I am. Everyone knows it, no one telling anything because Guru Maharaj. No other food things, but some thing put in there. Otherwise I cannot do work and will get 6-7 days. That is my situation, health condition is very bad. When too much energetic, then energy supply necessary that time. Now I am old man, but hunger is strong. This is Bengali expression. English, which I will be. Non-offender, not will get punishment. Even suspiciousness will come, he is offended or non-offender. If any suspiciousness will come, you must give release as non-offender, not will think it is offender. Now, who is Vaishnava and who is non-Vaishnava? When this question will come, if I shall make some offense to someone,
it is Vaishnava Apradh or it is sinful work. What I shall consider? He is Vaishnava or non-Vaishnava? When question will come, he is Vaishnava or non-Vaishnava, then I must consider he is Vaishnava. Maybe he is not Vaishnava, but my consideration will come this way, that he is Vaishnava. Because if he is a Vaishnava, my work will be against a Vaishnava. And that is Vaishnava Apradh. Then for avoiding Vaishnava Apradh, when question will come, he is Vaishnava or non-Vaishnava, you must give him position as Vaishnava. And you come back from there. Anyway, not to do offense to Vaishnava. This is the rulings in British law, in Indian law. If someone he is killer or not, when suspicion will come, he is killer or not. If he is a killer, he will be hanged. And if he is non-killer, not will be hanged. So when suspiciousness will come, he is killer or not, you give him
the benefit of your doubt. The
benefit of doubt.
Yeah.
And if question will come, you must give benefit of doubt. That is the best for you. And I am considering that way. Everything. When some doubt comes, he is my real friend or not, he is my good friend or not, I am giving him priority, he is good friend. Not thinking he is bad friend. This way I am saving my life, spiritual life, saving my spiritual life. These teachings were Guru Maharaj's teaching. Oh, I am saying he is instructing the lorry man and left hand tea and right hand cigarette.
And what about ganja?
Ganja not applicable, appropriate. Ganja, it is intoxication, purely intoxication. Wine, ganja, that's not, actually panam means wine.
Okay.
Dutak panam sthir suna, panam means drink. And but this way, if I give some explanation, other will abuse me. And then not to discuss about this so much. But actual, what is panam means drink. English. Drinking. Smoking is drinking or not, that is questionable. But it is proved that ganja, it is intoxication. Where is intoxication? That must be avoided. And not necessary to go that way. Adhikke nunotayan chavate paramartata. Not only one sloka, dependable. There is many slokas necessary to harmonize with other slokas. Here Rupa Goswami said, adhikke nunotayan chavate paramartata. If you will follow the too much the rules and regulations, that's also harmful for you. And if you follow less rules and regulations, that also harmful for your practice. Then as applicable as possible, that way you will follow that. And it is depending upon person. Always I am telling this word. Depending upon person. Everyone is not same. Ant and elephant is not same. Both place there is Jai Guru Maharaj. Always you look after yourself. What you are doing that is harmful for your lifestyle or not, then you will go. Then you cannot reject anyone. Everyone has some position, everyone has some quality, qualification, and highly qualified they are.